Proximity of exoplanets to first order mean motion resonances, by Carolina Charalambos et al. Planetary formation theories and, more specifically, migration models predict that planets can be captured in mean motion resonances, MMRs, during the disk phase. The distribution of period ratios between adjacent planets shows an accumulation in the vicinity of the resonance, which is not centered on the nominal resonance but instead presents an offset slightly exterior to it. Here we extend on previous works by thoroughly exploring the effect of different disk and planet parameters on the resonance offset during the disk migration phase. The dynamical study is carried out for several first-order MMRs and for both low-mass Earth-like planets undergoing Type 1 migration and giant planets evolving under Type 2 migration. We find that the offset varies with time during the migration of the two-planet system along the apsidal corotation resonance family. The departure from the nominal resonance increases for higher planetary masses and stronger eccentricity damping. In the Earth-to-super-Earth regime, we find offset values in agreement with the observations when using a sophisticated modeling for the planet-disk interactions, where the damping timescale depends on the eccentricity. This dependence causes a feedback which induces an increase of the resonance offsets. Regarding giant planets, the offsets of detected planet pairs are well reproduced with a classical K-factor prescription for the planet-disk interactions when the eccentricity damping rate remains low to moderate. In both regimes, eccentricities are in agreement with the observations too. As a result, planet-disk interactions provide a generic channel to generate the offsets found in the observations. This was Proximity of Exoplanets to First-Order Mean Motion Resonances, by Carolina Charalambos et al.